Dictation for Ashley, A-S-H-L-E-Y. Zdunik, Z-D as in David, U-N-I-C. October 26, 91, addresses a letter to Dr. Lena, L-E-N-A, Whitman, W-I-D-M-A-N, 775-1640. Dear Dr. Whitman, consultation for Mrs. Snudik for severe hypertension. We did a teleconference, a diagnosis of coronavirus in January, but did not require any hospital admission or oxygen support. She's been hypertensive for a number of years, says to be compliant, taking blood pressure medications. She's trying to do a low salt. She has morbid obesity, 294 pounds, to be evaluated for sleep apnea. She denies any snoring. She smokes marijuana, but not cigarettes. She has a prior diagnosis of polycystic ovarian syndrome, for what she's been taking metformin for a number of years. Also a new diagnosis of diabetes type 2. She has a mitral valve regurgitation, but not symptomatic. Was having heavy menstrual periods, for what she requires Provera with improvement, iron deficiency with prior iron infusion, years back blood transfusion. She denies vomiting, dysphagia, denies diarrhea, bleeding, urine without cloudiness or blood, no foaminess, minor lower extremity edema, denies gross neuropathy or claudication symptoms, denies chest pain, palpitations, or gross dyspnea, no upper respiratory symptoms, no orthopnea PND, presently no skin rash bruises, no bleeding nose gums. Next paragraph, the past medical history as indicated above for hypertension for a number of years, obesity, fatty liver on imaging, enlargement of the spleen, smokes marijuana, polycystic ovarian syndrome, new diagnosis of diabetes type 2 on a low dose of metformin, iron deficiency anemia from heavy menstrual periods on Provera, denies the event thrombosis pulmonary embolism few months back at the time of coronavirus, negative pulmonary emboli on CT scan angiogram, no history of kidney stones, no TIS stroke or seizures, no coronary artery disease or heart problems. She denies viral hepatitis, denies asthma, next paragraph, no reported surgeries, next paragraph, medications on chlorthalidone, lisinopril, toprol, aldactone, norvasc, catapress, on metformin, for headaches, occasionally takes Maxalt, M-A-X-A-L-T, Lexapro, iron replacement, and Provera, no anti-inflammatory agents, no reported allergies, next paragraph, no cigarette smoking, minimal alcohol, next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease, next paragraph, blood pressure in the recent emergency room, McLaren Mount Pleasant, she was 154.95, in your office, 168/100, and she says today 141/90. She is overweight, has acne, no respiratory distress, normal speech, no facial asymmetry. Next paragraph, the most recent A1C, 6.1, 6.7, 6.6. In March, malanemia 12.9, normal white blood cell platelets, normal kidney function, sodium potassium acid base normal, calcium albumin normal, liver function tests were not elevated. For the last 4 years, there has been consistent protein in the urine, 2 to 3 plus, even at the time of no urinary tract infection. Prior testing aldosterone renin, no abnormalities. Prior catecholamines not elevated. There has been CAT scan that do not show evidence of kidney stones or obstruction. There has been also Doppler of the renal arteries. The size of the kidneys on the right 10.7, left side 11.2. On the left kidney, however, they report a high peak systolic velocity, 227, considered normal 180. However, the final impression was considered no significant stenosis. We are going to call radiologists to clarify that. Next paragraph, echocardiogram in February, left ventricular hypertrophy, preserved ejection fraction, moderate mitral regurgitation, no other abnormalities. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Hypertension, which appears to be resistant and probably refractory. She says to be compliant to medications. She has, however, obesity. This is probably primary hypertension. We will clarify if there is any true renal artery stenosis on the left kidney in a young person from fibromuscular dysplasia. If this is the case, we will proceed with an angiogram and potential surgical correction or stenting. We discuss about the importance of blood pressure control, weight reduction, physical activity, minimizing salt. She is on maximal dose of ACE inhibitors lisinopril. She is on a good dose of chlorthalidone 25 and full dose of calcium channel blocker Norvasc. Aldactone has not made any difference. There is evidence of already end organ damage related to hypertension based on the left ventricular hypertrophy and the presence of proteinuria. Kidney function remains normal. She's been tested for thyroid studies, and there has been no anatomical adrenal abnormalities or changes on renin aldosterone. She's going to be tested on sleep apnea, which is very appropriate, and now she has a new diagnosis of diabetes, for what she remains on metformin that originally was taken for polycystic ovarian syndrome. We discussed the importance of avoiding anti-inflammatory agents. She does not take any street drugs, amphetamines or similar. She does not take any caffeinated or energy drinks. She does have often symptoms of headaches, which might be related to uncontrolled hypertension. We will keep educating the patient. We will clarify if there is or not abnormalities on the left renal artery. Further advice to follow. End of dictation.